things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drug Store, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. Now, here are Coach Chris Heron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
Good afternoon and welcome to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill here on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, but a little bit of a handoff from Coach Chris Heron. Today we have Tommy Wood. Good to have Tommy, our good friend, our PA announcer, or has been the PA announcer, also part of Volunteer Voices. Coach Heron, many of you heard, he is on assignment today with his wife, but it is good to have you here with us, Tommy.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll be doing Coach Heron impressions throughout the game, throughout the broadcast tonight. But yeah, again, wishing his Coach Heron, a chance to come back next week. His wife, a speedy recovery, and again, our thoughts are with him. And again, just excited to step in with you two guys.
Well, it's good to have you, Coach Weems. It's good to be back. It's hard to believe that we're here preparing, going into our 10th. And our final regular season game tomorrow night. It's just hard to believe we've had that many football fiestas already.
Yeah, you know, it's like that every year, Rusty. You sit around all summer waiting and looking forward to the opening, and it gets here, and before you know it, we're at the point we are now, the last week. And we are getting ready for the last regular season game tomorrow night.
Well, we'll obviously, in this first segment, if you're just now joining us and not accustomed to what we do here, we'll be looking back last week at the Volunteers game as they defeated the Beauregard Hornets 46-21 to cap off a perfect regular season in region play, perfect region season there. And obviously, they already had that number one seed locked up. But we'll be going over that. In the second segment, we'll be having our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. Today it's Cole Watts, and we've got Cole in here. We'll be having his position coach, Coach Danny Horn, the head coach, actually, is the linebackers coach. Cole's linebackers coach in with us in that second segment, and we'll be going over that. That award is presented by Awards to Remember. And then in the third segment, we'll be looking at our opponent tomorrow night, which is Pell City. The Pell City Panthers, a 6A team, a really, really good football team. We'll be talking a lot about them, about what we know about them. And then in our last segment, we'll be looking at our schedule, how they fared last week, who they play this week, and also the Class 5A top 10. So you'll want to stick around right here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill. But, guys, let's look back at last week. A big win over Beauregard. Beauregard's a solid team. Right now they're in the playoffs. They're obviously battling for a playoff spot tomorrow night. A win would solidify that against Valley. But, this is a solid team, a really good team up on the defensive front. But the Volunteers came out, scored on the first – actually moved them back on the first drive. I think they had about were punting like a 4th and 17 or something. It's something like that after their first drive, and then we took the first play from scrimmage, 49 yards for a touchdown, and really we never looked back. You could say there was a little bit of a lull possibly in the second quarter, but I think you can contribute some of that to Beauregard. But some points late and some yardage late by the Beauregard Hornets against some of our second and third teamers. But it was a solid nine, and really, honestly, once we returned that interception, I think that was our Piggly Wiggly Player of the Game last week, Coach Hall's interception return. Once you got that score, you really felt like you had it locked in, and the balls really, really played well. Coach, what was your feelings on the – at this point, we've talked about it so much, it's like now you've almost put it in the back of your mind and you forget it here at Football Fiesta. But what was your take on the Volunteers' big win last week?
Well, again, just as in the previous game, a lot of explosive plays offensively. And, that first play of from our first scrimmage play, Taylor Boyd goes 51 yards. And, the next possession, we have a drive there, and it's 13 to nothing. And, the extra point, missing it, Coach Horn and I talked about that Monday on Coach's Corner, and he's real concerned about the kicking game The coverage on kickoffs was not good either. But anyway, those explosive plays got us out to a quick start in the game. And you're right, that interception, that pick six kind of opened the floodgates. And you felt pretty good after that. But, the entire first half, Beauregard had, I think it was like 37 yards rushing. And all that came on one drive. And that was basically their offense the entire first half, is that one drive. It was following a kickoff return back to the 35 or 39, somewhere in there. But that was the only drive they had in the first half. And as you mentioned, they did end up with 210 rushing yards, but most of that came late against our reserves. And, they still had their starters in at that point as well. But the explosive plays broke the game open and I think broke their back as well.
Well, Tommy, I know you were sitting up there doing the PA duties up in the press box. What was your take? I know it's a little different look and a little different mindset in that role, but it was a big night and a fun night and a huge crowd at Volunteer Stadium last Friday night.
It was a lot of fun, and a lot of folks were there. And, again, you jump on them so quick, and that was the thing that you saw defensively, again, early, like you said, is getting that, pushing them backwards, and then offense gets a score on the first play, and you think, okay, it's going to be easy. And it did seem that way at times, but, as we talk about, Beauregard's one of those programs that's always – they're used to winning, and so they've got a lot of pride in their game, and they continue to battle. But the big plays were the difference, and you talk about, when you speak to coaches and they're all saying, man, we got to get off to a good start. You could not have dialed up a better start than we did last week. And then in the second half, it was the same thing, to get off the second half into a great start early. And they scored 21 points. And I look at this, and you've got a lot of younger kids out there, and they need that experience against a Beauregard team that still had a lot of starters out there. So our younger guys got a chance to go against starters from another program that has been successful over the years. So that was a valuable experience for those guys. But I think that that, to me, was one of the more complete nights we've had so far.
It was a very complete night, as you said, and really, other than the missed extra point, of course, we go back out there and start going for two. That's something that we feel like we need to get shored up, and it's been a little bit inconsistent. But our kickoff coverage was, but we got better. We had a couple of lapses. We talked about giving them a good field position, but really after that, we kind of tightened things up. And that was a team that could stress you and show you weaknesses, and I think they did.
Yeah, and that kickoff coverage is something that's kind of plagued us throughout the year. We've had a tendency to give up a big kickoff return from time to time, and anytime you do that, it kind of puts your defense in a bind, just like it did last week when they returned that one back to the 39. It kind of led to their first score, and then that was it for them, as I mentioned, until late. Their other 14 points came in the fourth quarter when we had a running clock going. So, I thought defensively we played well, and we mentioned the offense was great. The only thing you can, if you're looking for anything negative, it would have to be the coverage and the extra point kicking up from the kicking game is the only negative you could spot there.
One thing that I saw, talking about the defense, how well they played, it seemed like to me that every time, we were trying to spot who made the tackle, and we could pick one of about four or five. I think the gang tackling and really pursuing the football was so evident the other night, because we had people around the football all night, and that was an impressive thing too, because like you said, they had some big running backs. They ran the wishbone, and it seemed like when one would grab a hold, the rest would come piling in, and they'd get some help to bring those big guys down. But I thought that the entire defense from every level was getting up to support and really make some big stops in the running game.
Well, I tell you, Tommy, you look at the defensive stats and you look at tackles. As you were saying that, we mentioned that on Volunteer Voices, but I didn't total it up. And by my quick total, 24 different volunteers made tackles on Friday night. A lot of that's because of guys getting in the second team. But still, when you've got 24 different guys making tackles in a game, and some of those guys were making key tackles on kickoff coverage and stuff like that, So, and many of these multiple tackles. Right. I mean, I could go back and three quarters of these have more than one tackle. It's not like they were just in and made one tackle. So, it was a big night defensively, and a lot of people getting involved. And when you look at the sheet, is statistician Joe Grogan, you're not added to that list until you make a tackle, mm-hmm. or you're starting on defense. Right. So, and not many people that's on that list didn't make a tackle. And some of those we're talking about, it's like a JT Wilkerson that's not playing defense right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right.
That started out playing defense. So, I mean, if you ever, you know, a Cole Rice hardly ever has played very little defense. So, it was good to see that. It was good to see, you know, multiple guys contributed on defense. And we look back at the offensive line again. You know, that we talked about it, and it truly was. They had an outstanding defensive front, did Beauregard. And you look back at it. We had Noah Peterson block for 85%. When you grade 85, Cole Rice a 80, Chance Hams a 78, Clayton Tomlin a 83, and Dewey Brown with a 78. So our lowest two grades, 78. We had a 85 and Noah Peterson. That is a great night for offensive line.
And one other thing defensively, Rusty, people have been taking deep shots on us all along, and some of them have connected. And Beauregard took their two or three shots, and I thought we held up pretty good in that area.
Well, we did. We picked a couple of them off. Yeah. And, you know, what was those stats? They attempted six passes.
1 for 6 for 3 yards.
Mm. Well, they were 1 for 6. Well, they actually completed 4, but 3 of them was to the Volunteers.
Yeah.
We intercepted 3 of their passes. So only 2 hit the ground, Coach. Just 3 of them fell in our arm.
That's good accuracy.
Yeah, throwing it to somebody. So, but I wanted to mention that before we went off of Beauregard. It was kind of fun to play against somebody that ran the wishbone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've done it in spots, you know, pretty much since Central's been back. You know, we would put it in certain situations. Coach Horn may have brought it back even a little bit more, but, you know, we didn't even – I don't think – if we ran it – I don't think we ran it.
I don't think so.
Which was probably the first. But we saw them – they committed to it for the most part. They probably ran 95% of their night out of the wishbone.
They did.
And it was the same thing, mm-hmm. slot to the left, tight end to the right. And they didn't – they never wavered off of formation.
Right.
Which was surprising. But they were good. They ran just as much weak side as they did strong side.
They did.
So
you can do that with 3 backs.
Yeah.
But and I'll say this about Beauregard too. Coach Motley is going to get that program going. This was a young team, and they're going to have to be reckoned with next year.
You know, and that's one thing I wanted to talk about too on the wishbone. Okay, so you know when we get ready for it, when a team gets ready for us, they have to address the wishbone because they don't see it every week. Now you're going to have a team coming in, and that's all they run in Class 5A. So I think that as they get married to this formation and really adopt that offense, and like I said, the backs look good. I think that they're one of those programs that in the next few years they're going to continue to get better and better. And I don't think they'll take a lot of losses like this over the next several years.
Well, and the one thing about it, and Coach Motley knew it when he came, when I face Central, this is not – they know exactly how to defend
mm-hmm. right.
the wishbone. I mean, these coaching staff has done it all their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they were probably licking their chops at the opportunity, Coach Burkhalter and his staff, because you don't get too much. But we see it in practice. You know, our guys know how to line up to it, know how to defend it, know what it looks like. And we have an advantage that hardly anybody else will ever have against them running that. I mean,
yeah, most people are on the defensive side, they're set up for the spread. And the wishbone, the 3 back set, just throws them for a loop because they have to make adjustments with their personnel. You know, their outside linebackers now become defensive ends playing on tight ends, and it's just a big adjustment they have to make.
And let's go ahead and say this, too. Our coaching staff, the experiences and the years that they have together in defending it, a lot of your defense coordinators now are 30 years old, and they've never were, and they never did see the wishbone when they were playing and everything else. So, you know, that experience, bodes well in our favor too.
Well, it was fun. It was mm-hmm. fun. It was fun to call the game. It was fun to watch that on Friday night, and our defense lived up to my expectations. They defended it really well. But saying that, you know, it's still tough to defend. Mm-hmm. But not many people want to get an odd man front either these days, Coach. Yeah, in my opinion, it's very hard to stop an even man front. So,
well, you know, most people now, when they do go to the odd man front, they're in a 5-1. So that's just an adjustment they can make out of the forefront.
Yeah. And it's really not adding a person to the box. But I will say, Beauregard challenged us and put everybody up in the box.
They did.
On Friday night. And when needed, JT stepped up and made the throws that he needed to make to make. You know, we had things that we could have exploited, in my opinion,
we could.
That we didn't because we didn't need to.
Right.
We only
right.
did it at times. So. Okay. That's always good to have more in your back pocket.
Yeah, it's in the playbook.
Yeah, that we just didn't use it. So I tell you what, let's move into our second segment, take our first break here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill. We'll round up our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week and also Coach Horn as he's wandered off in perfect mm-hmm. time here. We'll get them rounded up and get them in here when we come back right here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
October is Beef Month in Alabama. The aroma of seared beef and the taste of a well-prepared burger are part of what makes this month special. Blair Family Farm and Market in Ashland provides beef from cattle raised with care and attention down on their farm located at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. From pasture to plate, their approach emphasizes stewardship and quality. Open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 6, Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 6. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems. Welcome you back here to Monte Albán Bar and Grill as we're here for Football Fiesta, and we have a couple of additions to the table now. It's Tommy Woods handed off the headset, and we've got our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week this past week, Cole Watts. Good to have you, Cole.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's good to have you. We've talked about you a lot of weeks, but it's good to kind of bring you in here, and you've got your position, Coach. That's a good thing about it. When we get one of you linebackers, we pull the head coach back in here for another Football Fiesta. Good to have you, Coach Horn.
I'm glad to be here.
We won't talk anything about head coach. We're going to talk only position coach stuff
today.
That's
it. There you go.
Yeah. As we say that, all joking aside, we look back at Cole, and I know he's one of your linebackers. You've been coaching linebackers for a few years, and Cole's a is a player that you really enjoy coaching, I know, because he's one of those guys that's feisty and stays after it, loves the game, wants to do everything you ask him to do, and he's very coachable. So just speak to that about Cole.
Well, Cole's like a spark plug, you know. He's wide open all the time, and it doesn't matter whether it's linebacker or on special team, or you know what you're going to get out of Cole. You're going to get 100% effort, and he makes my job a lot easier because I know what to expect from him. And he's developed into a really good linebacker, him and Cam both. And they need to gain a little weight between now and next year to help him a little bit, because it's hard taking on 250, 260-pound linemen sometimes, but they do it, because both of them are real strong. So they've had a good year. And, you know, I always told him and Cam that one of you or both of you should be headhunter or blue heat award. That's assist leader each game. And you know, usually one or both of them are in the running for it. So they've had a good year, and hopefully they can continue.
Well, you talk back. I think back about Cole as he first started playing the game, and of course we played him on the offensive line because he would do whatever it took to get in the game. He you know, and whatever where it took. I've seen him do a little bit of everything, but early on in his varsity career, even when he wasn't starting a linebacker, he made his way on the special teams because of that effort. And he was making tackles right off the bat, just kind of giving his body up. You know, one of those guys that come down the field and I'll do whatever it takes to make a tackle. And that's still the same effort he plays with each play.
And, you know, Coach, you talking about you wanting to gain weight, but he's able to use the strength that he's gained from the weight room along with his quickness at his size to make him very effective.
No doubt about it.
And I just about as soon have a guy that's quick and strong than I had one that's big.
How about big, fast, and strong?
Well, if he's got all three of them, I'll take that.
Yeah, he'll take that.
Cole's done a really good job, and even on special teams, he's on, I guess, about every one of them. And he's aggressive sometimes. A little too. He's got to slow down sometimes.
He's not getting some of those flags out there.
No, he don't get many flags, but he's.
He's jittery and ready to go.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go now, I promise you. When the ball snaps, you better be ready, because here he comes.
Because he's ready.
Yeah.
Well, it's always fun to see Cole when Coach Burkhoff or Cole's one of them stunts that lets him stunt. Sometimes he can get in the backfield really, really quick. Something I wanted to talk about before we look at his stats from last week is something you talked about him on special teams, is he snapping on extra points and field goals. And he's been very solid there. Getting in there, consistent, good snaps, and that's something you do have to slow your mind down, in my opinion, and get in there and do. And Cole's able to do that. He's done a very good job with that.
He is, and he can also snap on punts if we need him. So he's a good snapper, and he's a jack of all trades, really. I mean, we could put him in there, an offensive guard, and he'll do well there. And other than. You know, his size a little bit, but you know, he's practiced a little bit in the Wildcat as a blocking back, and he could do that. And he's practiced a little bit at a fullback in the wishbone, and so he's one of those players that can play a lot of different positions.
Well, we look back at Cole's night Friday night against Beauregard. He had 10 tackles, 3 solos, and 7 assists on the night. So. A big night. Anytime you get in double-digit tackles, especially when, honestly, he didn't play most of the night. He played early into the second half and then, you know, was substituted. So that's a big night on tackles for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, 10 total tackles in 3 quarters, I'd say that's a good night's work. And, of course, they was running the wishbone, which you should have a few more tackles probably than normal, but he did a really good job in that.
And, Cole, it's got to be fun when you play a team that runs the ball as much as Beauregard. Only threw six times. You hadn't got to worry about covering that kind of thing. It's fun playing those running teams.
Well, when you know they're going to run the ball, it's always going to be a good day because, I mean, you're going to be a part of most of the tackles. You're going to be part of most of the plays. You're going to be hitting. I love hitting. That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
But even on the pass, I mean, I try my best. I don't do the best at it. I try what I can. I mean, as you can see, from Hopeful, I can't catch the best, but I try my best when I can.
You had one there. You let get away from you, didn't you?
Yeah. You and the other three linebackers. we've missed about five interceptions from the linebacker core all year.
And the thing is, Coach, they're getting in the right place, yeah, but then they just don't bring it down. It's but Cole's quickness and out there, some of the times he was, I remember a couple times this season where he was guarding a guy all over him and you know, doing everything he could, and they caught the ball. So you like to hit, Cole. I heard that.
Yeah, he said
you.
He likes to hit.
He likes
my favorite thing to do.
So you love tackling drills then, huh? So
yes.
Just do tackling drills every day and you're good to go. So
let me ask you this, Cole. What's your favorite stunt Coach Burkhalter calls when you're involved?
It would have to be either Tennessee or Florida, which is just your center goes to the A or B, or goes to either A, and the linebacker goes to
the opposite,
or goes to B. It goes to the B gap.
The old nose stunt.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not necessarily
outside backer comes too.
Yeah.
So really the nose slants opposite. The end goes to the A gap.
Okay.
The linebacker goes to the B gap, and the outside backer comes off the edge. So we got actually.
Back in the day, we had a stunt where we would walk one of our inside linebackers out to the end and send him through there, and we called it a ram.
Yeah.
You remember that, Coach?
Yeah.
And, you know, we had some guys that loved when we. When we put them out there away from everybody and let them go.
Yeah.
But, Cole, you talked about that. He talked about you playing some offense and snapping. I was a long snapper. Does it ever get in your mindset at all when you go out there to snap? Do you get nervous, or is it just another play for you?
I will say, against Elmore County, it was a little bit more pressure. But overall, no, not really. But everything else, I'm –
snapping a game-winning kick can get a little pressurized sometimes. But it's good, I think. That's where I like having a snapper that's been in the game and not just on the sideline sometimes, because I think you've been having contact, you've been in the game, and you're just not as nervous. But, I mean, that's a key thing. We take it for granted, long snappers and field goal snappers. But we don't when you make a bad one.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We'll find you out real quick. That's one reason we try to make sure we call them out each snap, because we don't want to wait till you have a bad one. And I don't think you've had a bad one. But we try to call Cole. How comfortable are you going back to that? I remember my snapping days, and the holder is very important, which a lot of times it's Hudson Foster most of the time, unless Hudson's kicking or something. How comfortable are you? That's got to be a comfort thing, too. Hudson does a great job as a holder as well.
I mean, I trust my holders. It's usually Huddy or Zai, and either one of them do a great job. And it's just I have to get the snap back there, and they have to make sure that it gets put where it needs to be.
What's your target point?
Their hand. Whenever they snap it, they show me their hand, and I try to hit their hand.
Do you look at the hand until you release the ball on a snap?
Yes.
I did too, and I think that's the best way. Some people try to look up, and I'm like, what are you looking for? I mean, your focus is a snap. Mm-hmm. You got guys beside you to help. That's one thing about it, Coach. I want to know, Cole don't take up a big area there as snapping there in the middle of the field. He's kind of a small body in the center. That's one thing. But if you look in the college game, athletes and people that with effort like you, that's the ones that do really good at long snapping. I mean, we see it each and every Saturday. If you watch, a lot of those guys are not big, huge guys, but they're hustlers, and they do what it takes, just like you do.
Well, nobody knows who the holder or the snapper is until they mess up, and then everybody knows who they are.
They know immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, Coach done a good job all year long, and we've had some flaws in our kicking game. I don't think that's a secret, but it's not from the lack of effort and working on it, but most of the snaps have been really good.
Well, Coach, we've talked to you a little bit about this before, but I think it's very neat that you coach linebackers. How much do you enjoy that? I know you're the head coach and you got all those things on you, and I know it changes Friday nights from what you can do, but like I'm thinking more practice. How much do you enjoy getting to go with that group in group work on a practice day?
I love it. I really do. It's fun, you know, to actually coach, which, you know, I don't do seem like as much as I used to, but, you know, I take it personal. You know, I think the linebackers, you know, it's just a great job for me to do, and it gives me something more to do, and take a lot of pride in it, and got some really good players to work with, you know, some really smart players, and that gets after it. So I've been doing it for, well, ever since I've done it, many years, but when Ben Andrews was here, you know, he did it for a while. Then when he quit coaching, then I took it over and really, really enjoyed it.
Well, Cole, I've asked, I think every linebacker we've had here, what it's like, and he, I know he's sitting beside you, but he's okay. What is it like to have a coach like Coach Horn, your head coach? You know his record, you know what he's done, but what is it like having him coach you in a position as a position coach?
It's really, honestly, I think I've learned more from Coach Horn than I have anybody else that's ever coached me. He seemed to me, in a way, the way he teaches how to make your steps, read your guards, read whatever you're reading, it just made it easier on me. So that when I do get into the game, I don't have to worry about nothing other than what I have to read and what play I have to make during that time.
Well, I'm not too smart, I guess that's why. I try to make things pretty simple.
You know? Yeah. Well, you can. Hey, coaches can overcomplicate things, and I think simple's good most of the time. Well, one thing I would regret not mentioning this. It's kind of neat when we get somebody. Cole's father was a quarterback at Lineville, and Coach Horn obviously coached against him, and now you have one of the, I mean, this is not the first one, but it's just neat to see that come back around, and then you've got Cole there in your group that and obviously you remember coaching against his dad and how he played the game. They both love the game, and I'm not saying it because he's over here. I'm trying not to look at him, but it's just neat. It's just neat for somebody that's been around Clay County football all their lives to see these different stories and think back when his father was playing and you were coaching against him. It's just neat. It's no different with Coach Wayne sitting here, you know, coaching against him and me and him working together on radio. But it's just one of those things. It's neat to see.
It's an odd pair, isn't it?
That it works sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we make it work.
I'm sure Cole's got some stories sometimes from his dad about those playing days. He ever pull out the old film and y'all look at it, Cole?
One time he did. He showed me a little bit of it. But he also has a little thing where he has stuff from the newspaper and pictures of him in there. And
did he try to force you into quarterbacking?
No. He let me do whatever I wanted to.
But this is what I know. You know, when they was playing, all of a sudden when they get older, they were a lot better, you know, according to them, than they really was.
Yeah.
They always get better the older they get.
Yeah, well, you've got to, Coach.
Yeah.
You got to live it up at some point. It's usually not when you're playing the game. That's for most of us if we'll admit to it. Well, Cole, before we let you go, I wanted to give you an opportunity to thank anybody or anything like that.
I would just like to thank my parents. I mean, I'm very blessed to be here. I mean, without God, I wouldn't be here. I mean, I feel like my purpose for being here today is to one day hopefully spread the word for God, and maybe hopefully I can change some lives. And I mean, my parents have, I mean, I probably have one of the best parents in the world, in my opinion. They have taught me probably one of the best, like, I probably have many a times where I'd beat myself up, and my dad would just tell me that that's not how you do it. You just got to learn from your mistakes and keep moving. I mean, I've been coached by him, by multiple people, Russ Foster being one of them during baseball. I just try my hardest. I try to make everyone around me just as good as I am. I try to push people to be better. And it's sometimes hard to push myself, but I try the best I can. But I would just like to thank my parents most of all.
Absolutely.
Very well said.
Well, Coach Horn, we see why you enjoy coaching these young men like you do. And people like Cole make it easy, don't they?
And make it much easier.
And make it enjoyable. Well, at this time, we're going to present Cole with the AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. It is presented by Awards to Remember. This is for Cole Watts in his big game with 10 total tackles as Clay Central defeated Beauregard 46-21 on October the 17th, 2025. Congratulations, Cole.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy.
Congratulations.
There you go, Cole.
Thank you.
I'm going to clap.
We're going to take a break right here, get some pictures, and come back on Football for Yesta, live from Monte Albon Bar and Grill on the Ashland Square.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
October is Beef Month in Alabama. The aroma of seared beef and the taste of a well-prepared burger are part of what makes this month special. Blair Family Farm and Market in Ashland provides beef from cattle raised with care and attention down on their farm located at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. From pasture to plate, their approach emphasizes stewardship and quality. Open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 6, Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 6. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, yeah, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, and giving up his headset as he's filling in with Coach Horn. So he's just taking it and giving it up. I mean, hey. I don't know, fumbling it. I don't know what he's doing. But now Tommy Wood, is good to have Tommy in here with us. And as we awarded, you know, and Coach said it off the air there, but as we awarded Cole Watts, the AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, he is those. He's one of those guys, and we pull for every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we love to see them all. But if we're honest, the way Cole plays the game and just hearing him talk there, I don't know how much you could actually hear him, but you can't help but pull a little extra for a kid like that.
Well, you know, watching him kind of grow up and grow into the position, that has been something to kind of, you know, just watch it evolve. And look, he's what high school football is all about. I mean, you know, when you think about high school football, you talk about guys. No, he's not worried about playing at the next level. He's not worried about, you know, getting his name in the paper. He's not worried about winning these awards. He just loves to play the game, and, you know, and he, you know, kind of motivates his teammates, and everybody kind of pulls together. He's a team guy first, and that's what you want on your team. I mean, you've got to have those guys that, you know, are undersized, but man, when he plays with heart, and I actually posted this week, and, you know, when he got the award, and I said, that's a guy that is wide open from start to finish. I mean, he never stops hustling, and that's what you got to have, and I really love watching the way he plays the game.
Well, when we first saw him step on the field, and you know, he didn't play, that obviously he was a seventh grader, and when he came onto the field the first time, you just saw the love for the game in him. And of course, you kind of understood it. His family loves football, right, and have support been big. You know, Mike, his grandfather's been a big supporter. His uncle Randy holds chains every Friday night, and of course, Neil's always been a big lover of athletics and. Yep. Played the game very well, was a very good pitcher and, you know, baseball player and football player. So he was kind of inevitable. And then his mother,
right?
If we look at her, she's a cross country coach. She's an athlete. She's a pusher. He's got it. But just hearing that from him and knowing, like Coach Watts, Coach Jamie Watts, we know how she does a great job with the cross country team. But then she goes home and she's still a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing him, that side of it, it was awesome to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great family. And you know, that's the thing that, you know, you see that, you know, watching her coach cross country, you see the passion that she has for those kids. And that passion goes over. And you know how Neil is. And you know that what you're going to get on Friday night is you're going to see a young man out there wearing number 49 that is going to give you every ounce of effort that he has, and he's going to do everything he can to win the ball game, and that is so cool that you know you can count on that. That's not a
and he's
negotiable.
Going to do it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun to watch him, and I'm, you know, looking forward to hopefully get a chance to watch him a lot next year and have an opportunity to do that. But
that's just always good when we're giving it to a junior.
Yeah,
you know, and we hadn't given it to many juniors this year. I think him and Cam Mullins, the linebacker,
right.
If I'm not badly mistaken, they're the only two juniors that have received an award this year. So it's good, and you know, we're just proud of Cole, and it's an honor to be able to give it to all of these AGL Solid Waste Authority Players of the Week. But, you know, it comes a time that we've got to shift gears, and, of course, the coaching staff and Cole and the group has really already done that, and they're been preparing for the Pell City Panthers. And I tell you, Pell City, a really good 6A team. Right now, it's looking like they're going to be the number two seed, or about a very good chance. They're in a three-way tie for number two, and right now, but the scary thing about that is a win against us would almost lock them into that spot, from my math. So that shows you the importance of this game for them. You know, they lost to a very good Oxford team, and where they gave up three special teams touchdowns.
Right.
And it was a close game. And then they lost to number one ranked in 6A Clay Chalkville. So
who's got to be the favorite to win it all in 6A? I mean, right now you would have to say that's got to be the team.
Favorite.
Yeah.
So that tells you the type of schedule they've played. Mm-hmm. They beat a very good team in Mountain Brook well. So that's where we're going tomorrow night. And that's the top team. Our fans out there, you hear about them. I know we ended up winning pretty good against them last year, but we're going to their place. They hadn't forgot that either.
No.
And tomorrow should be a great tune-up and a big game for the Vols.
Well, and we're going to get their best shot as well, because you mentioned the fact some tiebreakers are coming into play for them. And they're going to be motivated and ready to play this game. And like I said, we're going to get the best shot from them. And a very good football team, very good defensive team that will test our offensive line tomorrow night, because their front, I think their defensive line and their linebackers, it may be the best group we played against.
As a whole. And, yeah. Maybe other than – I think it's, questionable, if you go back to – but we're talking talent level up there like we faced – down at Delick City against Benjamin Russell.
I think
Russell.
Their talent is more offensive.
Yeah, they had some good defensive linemen that we struggled with big time that night, too.
But this team –
We're a much different team than we were then.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, we're a different team. But we're on the road. That's going to be a factor, I think. And it's just going to be a tough match, and we're going to have to be ready to meet the challenge that they're going to present to us.
Well, one thing I'm going to mention, my wife is from Pell City, and they have not had a lot of traditional success. I mean, it has not been, one of those, programs that you sit there and go year in and year out. They hit some bad, they've had some bad spells. They're coming out of that right now. And so her friends that are from Pell City, I've got friends, obviously, through her and so many people over in that Pell. Look, they are as pumped about this game right here as they've been any time. I mean, this has been in the making because they want to knock off a team that, is known around the state and put their, put their flag up. Hey, we just knocked off a tough team. And the excitement that is around Pell City football right now is one that they've not had in a long time. So I'm just going to challenge the fans right now. You've got to match that because they're going to be intense. Their crowd is going to be loud. Their band has got, I found out this week, like 176 members in it. They got a large band. They do not stop playing. It's going to be loud. And so our fans, you can't come and be a spectator tomorrow night. You've got to be involved in the ball game. You've got to, again, match that because they're going to celebrate every big play, and they are very intent on getting a big win. And it would mean huge things for their program. Like we said, to kind of go, hey, we knocked off a state-ranked team in Class 5A, and the other thing is now we can start looking at the playoffs because we're able to get that win. So I'm just telling you, it's going to be an intense ball game tomorrow night, and their crowd is going to be electric. So we've got to be ready to go over there and make some noise.
We do, and Tommy, they're just a real well-rounded team, but a team that you said that they're not a cut. They hadn't had a lot of success.
Right.
Well, they're having it now, and they're excited about it.
Yeah.
And they know tomorrow night would pretty much, I think, by my math, it would probably lock them into that host opportunity too. Think about when the last time Pell City might have. I didn't look.
Yeah.
But it had to have been a while. So a big game tomorrow night as we go to take on those 6A Pell City Panthers that'll be coming in 6-2 on the year, and just a big game for the Vols and a great opportunity though to finish the regular season on a high note and also prepare for the playoffs with their offense. You talked about their defensive line, coach. Their offensive line's impressive to me too. They're aggressive. They move well. They do a lot of good stuff up there. They got Brody Gossett, a quarterback that can run and throw.
Does a great job. And yeah, we're going out to leverage him and keep him inside because he'll run it.
And it's been a while since we've actually seen a quarterback that was like him.
Yeah.
And it might be back to a Benjamin Russell type, a kid.
They're RPO type too at times. So,
yeah. So
he's dangerous. They've got a core of running backs that they can alternate, including one that's a big bruising short yardage type runner.
Yeah, and they got one that comes from linebacker. Donovan Burgess, he comes in from his linebacker spot. I think he played a lot of running back, just a big guy at 220. They got quick guys. They just got a lot of different things that they'll throw at us tomorrow night. So,
and one thing, Rusty, about them, and Coach Horn told us about this Monday, they run a multitude of offensive formations. So we're going to have to keep things simple. We're going to have to recognize. And, basically we're going to have to zero in on stopping their two or three best plays and not worry about formations. So they're going to try to out-formation us, get more people in one area than we've got, that type thing.
Very much like a Scottsboro did. And they look a lot like that.
When you flip it over to the other side, they're going to base out of a 4-2, and we'll see some 5-1. as well when they move people around. But basically, a 4-2, one of those even front defenses that we'll face tomorrow.
Well, let's get our final break in here, and we'll come back. We'll look at our schedule, how they fared in the 5A top 10 when we come back right here on Football Fiesta. I forgot what we were doing here, guys. Fiesta here on Monte Albon Bar and Grill on Ashland Square.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Barr & Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albon Bar and Grill on Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Tommy Wood filling in for Coach Herring tonight. We're thinking about Coach Herring and Vicki Merle as she is healing, and everything seems to have went well. But Tommy, you're going to fill in for him, and you're going to do what he normally does. You're going to look at our schedule, how they fared, and who they'll face tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, you look back, it seems like it seems like 2 years ago we played Hanley, but we defeated the Tigers week one, and we are still their only loss. They are 8-1 on the year. They defeated Talladega last week 55-6. And that sets up a big matchup for the Tigers. They're taking on Booker T. Washington on the road tomorrow night. That's for the region championship there. So that is going to be a great battle down at Booker T. So very interesting matchup for the Tigers. Also, you got Benjamin Russell. They are 7-1 on the year after falling to Opelika. They defeated Pelham last week 32-7. They will be at Chelsea. Pretty much, I think they've sealed up the region championship. So you got Benjamin Russell on the road tomorrow night. Valley goes on the road at Beauregard. Now, they defeated Holtville last week in a big way, 46-14. So Valley will go to Beauregard. They are 6-2 on the year. And then Marbury, a team that we defeated way back in week four, they fell to Elmore County last week 35-3. They go to Holtville next week.
And those are the two teams with a shot to finish fourth.
Yeah,
so everybody else, by my math, Valley's locked in at number two, Elmore County locked in at number three, and if Beauregard wins, mm-hmm. they're in.
Yeah.
But if they lose and Marbury wins, Marbury's in. So so just keep that. We'll be keeping that in mind tomorrow night.
What if they both – well, both of them can't lose?
Well, let's see.
Yeah, they can.
Valley's at Beauregard.
Valley – Beauregard would have it if Marbury lands, Beauregard's in.
Yeah, and then Marbury's at Holtville, so that's the way it shakes out. Sylacauga did not play last week. They will be at Elmore County tomorrow night, so that will be a – interesting matchup right there. You know, Sylacauga trying to, you know, get a win to wrap up the year. But Elmore County, to me, is a, you know, very tough team. I think that's going to be a tough road trip for Sylacauga. But they go to Elmore County. Never know, because they've pulled off some a big win as of late a couple of weeks ago. Also, Scottsboro, they're at ARAB last week, and they win that one 28-7. They do not play tomorrow night. Elmore County, we mentioned that. And then, of course, we've got Pell City. They won over Pinson Valley last week, 24-21. Big win there. And they take on Clay Central, of course, tomorrow night. That is our opponent at Pell City, right there on Cogswell Avenue, I think is what it's called. But that's where we will be tomorrow night.
Pete Rich Alumni Stadium.
And that was back to their glory days.
Yeah.
When Pell City was good was when Pete Rich was coaching.
And that's been a while. Like we said, they've gone through a lot of coaches. I mean, there was at one point where I think they had like three or four years, you know. So they have really struggled to keep coaches over there. And
Coach Nick Gentry doing a great job there. 11-8 so far.
Yeah, I had a chance to interview him this summer. And, you know, it's one of those guys, and he is one of those Josh Niblett type motivator, you know, and you can tell the intensity's there. Played at Alabama, and I was, you know, I know that they've got Alabama's got some kind of that podcast thing they were doing. They were talking about the craziest teammate you had, and those guys listed Nick Gentry as the craziest teammate and the most intense on the football field. So he filters it down to his team.
Well, Coach, bring us there's some changes in 5A. Share those with us, and what'll be going on tomorrow night?
Well, just as expected, we had a change. We had 1 and 2 swap places after Williamson knocked off Vigor last week. So Williamson, the number one team this week, they'll be playing LaFleur tomorrow night. And then Vigor, we mentioned, fell to number two. They'll be playing BC Rain. A fairly local team, Moody, will be playing Lincoln tomorrow night. Number four, Fairview, will be playing East Limestone, and Fairview, one of the two undefeated teams left in 5A, along with Williamson. Of course, Central of Clay is number five. We'll go to Pell City tomorrow night. Number six, Northside, coming off an open week. They'll play Demopolis tomorrow night. And then number seven, these are two local teams here. St. Clair County will be playing Jacksonville tomorrow night. Number eight is Corner. They'll play Carver of Birmingham. Number nine, hanging on there, is Gunnersville. They'll be playing Douglas, a region game for them. And then the new number 10 team, Andalusia, will be playing Catholic of Montgomery. We had five other teams in 5A that received some votes this past week. Ramsey, Priceville, Jacksonville, Scottsboro, and Boaz all received votes. But, Rusty, that's a look at this week's top 10. And, of course, after this week, we'll have one more regular week before we focus in on the playoffs.
Well, Tommy, we're getting down here about 2 minutes from closing this football fiesta out. Sherwood, appreciate you, number one, jumping in for Coach Herring, and you've done a great job, as we knew you would, filling in this role tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, it's always fun to talk high school football, and especially when we're talking about our volunteers. And it has been a great season so far. And, you know, of course, tomorrow night, you look at it, it's an out-of-class, out-of-region game. But you still want to finish that season on a high note. Next week could be the most important for Clay Central, to have that little bit of a rest before that playoff cranks up and then get the playoffs underway. And they'll be hosting, obviously, the first round. But I'd love to get a win over Pell City tomorrow night. Again, a program that's up and coming. There's going to be a lot of excitement there, as we said, tomorrow night. So we encourage folks to make the trip over there and cheer on the Volunteers.
Coach Williams, we get ready to close things out. What do you have?
Well, you know, again, it was fun being here again. It's good to have Tommy with us, as knowledgeable as he is about high school football. And, you know, we miss Coach Herring, but Tommy filled in very well. And, you know, tomorrow night, a tough matchup, Pell City, no question about it. We've got to bring our A game with us tomorrow night.
We'll mention, of course, the pregame show will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow on Classic Country 90.9 on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. The Cook Foods kickoff will be at 7 o'clock, and we'll be live from Pell City there at Pete Rich Alumni Stadium. You want to catch it all. And don't forget, football Volunteer Voices. I'm getting them crossed over here, Tommy.
All our shows run together.
Volunteer Voices on Saturday morning at 8 to 10, about like this season has jammed in here for us. But Volunteer Voices will be back in action. Coach Herring is planning to be back on with myself and Tommy Wood on Saturday morning. So you can catch that each and every Saturday morning. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.